You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. While the politicians argue about it, the U.S. Department of Defense is trying to prepare for the effects of climate change. The Pentagon sees it as a security issue. One of the predictions is that there will be massive migration because of extreme weather events leading to flooding or drought or other disasters. There's some evidence of that kind of thing happening because of hurricanes. An article in The Conversation is titled, "Hurricanes Drive Immigration to the U.S." Dean Yang is one of the co-authors, and he joins us now via Skype. You find recovery from the kinds of hurricanes we've seen this year is slower in poorer and smaller countries outside the U.S. So how does that affect immigration to this country?
What we find in this work is that immigration rises quite remarkably after countries are hit by hurricanes overseas. But that effect really is isolated in countries that have large migrant populations in the U.S. already who can help ease the way for new migrants to come in response to hurricanes.
Right. So tell me how that happens. I mean, in what ways do they ease the way for fellow countrymen?
There are a number of ways in which migrants might ease the way for fellow countrymen, but the one that we can say for sure is going on because we can see it in the data is that prior migrants who are already U.S. citizens and permanent residents are applying for green cards for their relatives who want to come over because they're suffering from the bad effects of a hurricane. We can definitely see that in the U.S. immigration data when a country is hit by a hurricane. In the following year, we see a big increase in green card issuances by the U.S. government to people from that country. It's quite remarkably driven by applications on the part of very close relatives, you know, parents, children, spouses of people who are already in the U.S. on with citizenship or green cards already themselves.
What countries or regions are more likely to see hurricane-caused migration?
Certainly the region that this is happening most prominently is Central America and the Caribbean. Central America and the Caribbean, you know, is obviously very close to the U.S., and so there are large migrant populations already in the U.S. from many countries in the region. There's a number of examples of fairly large hurricane-induced migration over the last couple of decades from this region. For example, Hurricane Mitch that hit Honduras in 1998 led to, you know, widely discussed and documented inflows into the U.S. from Honduras in 2001 and thereafter. This is actually not a hurricane, but sort of a similar event. You know, major earthquakes in El Salvador drove a lot of migrants from El Salvador into the U.S. in the wake of that disaster.
You also found that some countries are less likely to see post-storm migration to the U.S. Your example is Bangladesh, which saw a terrible tropical cyclone in 1988, resulting in
thousands of
people dying and about half the country's crops were destroyed, yet not many migrants to the U.S. in that case. Why?
That's right. I mean, Bangladesh, you're absolutely right, experienced a huge amount of human tragic losses as well as economic losses in response to that hurricane in 1998. But following that, there was no recognizable uptick in immigration to the U.S. from Bangladesh. We think that there's a straightforward explanation for that. It's just that, you know, there is not a large pre-existing population of Bangladeshi migrants in the U.S. who could ease the way for new migrants to come over via sort of formal sponsorship for green cards or other ways in which migrant populations might help new migrants come over.
So what does your research reveal about U.S. immigration policy, especially the new restrictions we've seen recently?
Probably the most important thing that our research says about policy is that the family reunification-based policies that we have in the United States today are very effective at helping people overseas cope with the negative consequences of natural disasters by emigrating to the U.S. if they have relatives already in the U.S. themselves. And so we need to keep in mind this real benefit that people get from international migration if we are thinking about any changes to immigration policy. Now, at the moment, I don't imagine there are, you know, changes underway to the, you know, family reunification-based policies that we have right now in the U.S. These are very popular, and I haven't heard anything about plans to change those. But in this new political environment we're in, anything can happen. And so it's important to understand that these policies really are important in helping people overseas who might have relatives already in the U.S. cope with disaster by being able to emigrate to the U.S.
Dean Yang is a professor in the Department of Economics and the Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. He is co-author of the article, Hurricanes Drive Immigration to the U.S. You can find it at theconversation.com. Thanks for talking with us.
I'm happy to be here.